The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and other stuff. And joined this morning by my lovely wife, Robin.
Good morning, everybody.
She is, her fingers are occupied by some crochet work while we're on the air. And it looks like a mess to me.
This one is a mess.
Whatever that is, some kind of creature. But,
Octopi.
Octopi. There's only one.
Okay. Well, it's got eight tentacles. Tentacai.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of creatures from the briny deep, Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced results of the most recent juvenile striped bass survey, which tracks the reproductive success of the state fish in Chesapeake Bay. The 2020 Young of the Year Striped Bass Index is, drum roll please, wah, wah, 2.5, below the long-term average of 11.5 by a lot. Although the size of the striped bass population has decreased recently, the number of mature fish is not believed to be a limiting factor in reproduction. Striped bass are known for highly variable annual reproduction that is often influenced by environmental factors. Other species with spawning strategies similar to striped bass, such as white perch, yellow perch, and river herring, also experienced lower reproductive success. According to Bill Anderson, the Department of Natural Resources Assistant Secretary for Aquatic Resources, quote, "We have implemented sound conservation measures to enhance the striped bass population in recent years and will continue to monitor and protect this important and iconic resource. Look for further reductions." That's my quote. Look for further reductions. I'm just telling you. The mild winter appears to have favored species that spawn in the fall off the coast, like Atlantic croaker and spot. The survey documented a resurgence in abundance of these sought-after species. Spot abundance was the highest since 2010, and Atlantic croaker abundance was the highest since 1998. Department of Natural Resources has monitored the reproductive success of striped bass in Maryland's portion of the Chesapeake Bay since 1954, when I was born. During the survey, biologists collected more than 36,000 fish of 59 different species, including 327 Young of the Year striped bass. 22 survey sites are located in four major spawning areas: the Chop Tank, the Nanticoke, the Potomac Rivers, and the Upper Chesapeake Bay. Biologists visit each site three times per summer, collecting fish with two sweeps of a 100-foot beach seine. The index represents the average number of recently hatched striped bass, commonly called rockfish, captured in each sample. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science conducts a similar survey in the southern portion of the Chesapeake Bay. So, underwhelming Young of the Year, YOY, index, 2.5. Going back several years, the last time it was that low was 2016, and before that, 2011. And those are the three lowest years, 2011, 16, and 2020, over the last three decades, pretty much. 1990 was a little bit low, but it wasn't a good forbearance of things to come. And maybe Dale can call in and tell us a little bit more about the Young of the Year survey. 2.5 doesn't sound real good to me because it was pretty low last year, too. So they like to keep it in that range of that 11.5, running long-term average. Deer muzzleloader season opens next Thursday, October 22nd, 24th statewide. Region B can also use muzzleloaders from the 26th through the 31st for antlerless deer only. And then Region A is just a three-day in Region A, no antlerless season. And then for Sika deer, early muzzleloader season for Sika deer for either sex is open October 22nd through the 24th, followed by an antlerless only Sika deer season October 26th through the 31st. That's, of course, in Region B. The Sika deer muzzleloader season bag limit is three deer with no more than one being antlered. An antlered Sika is defined as a deer with at least one antler visible above the hairline. That is different than a whitetail deer being considered antlerless with a less than 3 inches of antler above the hairline. So there you go. Muzzleloader season coming up 22nd, 23rd, 24th. My favorite season of the year for both whitetails and Sika deer. And that's that. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
Well, we'll have to entice them to call by telling them we're giving a free muzzleloader away at the end of this month in 3 weeks.
On Halloween, to be exact.
On Halloween. What did you say, Robin?
I didn't say a word. I'm not arguing with you anymore.
Well, three Saturdays then. How's that?
That's better.
In 2 weeks, three Saturdays. Is that a good compromise?
Yes.
All right. See, we had this discussion last night. Anyway, we won't review that. Anyway, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what this text means from Chris, but that's okay.
Let me see it.
Just talking about the habits of fish.
Oh, the habits of fish. Oh.
I love it.
Exactly right. So, call in. 410-922-6680, and give your phone number to Chris, your name and your phone number, first and last name, phone number to Chris, and that's always confidential, and then go on the air with me, and that's how you qualify to win a muzzleloader. We will take emailed entries as well, because we know you're listening, so the email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Should I take this opportunity of no callers to talk about the Maryland record book, Robin?
Yes.
I think we should. So, our company called Bucks Bears Stags, was formed in 2017 after much consultation with a lot of people, including people who had been involved in measuring whitetail deer and Sika deer and that type of thing for other groups to actually create a Maryland record book for deer, whitetail deer, Sika deer, and black bears. So we had very little records on the black bears because nobody ever measured black bears in Maryland before other than, you know, for the national organizations, Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett. So we started this group called Bucks, Bears, Stags. We have now built that to about, I don't know, I can't tell the exact number, eight members on our team who are official Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young scores. And we have one fellow out there in Western Maryland who's authorized to measure black bears. We have another taxidermist here on the shore who's authorized to measure anything, everything, but he's not an official Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young measure. Some people only measure certain things. We've gotten Doug Wigfield, who's been in this game, measuring game, since the early 80s. He's a Sika deer specialist. He's the one that manufactures the Sika Seducer call, and he does most of the measuring on Sika deer. Then we have Steve Keithley over in Calvert County, who's Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young, been so since the 90s. Same thing with Doc Homiak, Steve Homiak on the Upper Shore in Queen Anne, or he's in Kent County, official Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young measure. We got Bobby Newton in Cecil County, right up there in Northeast. He's been doing it for a dozen years. He's measured, I think, 15 animals for Boone and Crockett and a bunch for Pope and Young and any number of deer, Maryland deer. Fred Horn is on the team, but Fred Horn is retired. He is a measure emeritus. Many people know Fred's name. Fred was on the Bucks, Bears, and Stags team and participated on our first event 3 years ago.
Did you get Chuck?
Chuck Wilcox, Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young. He's in St. Mary's County. Very enthusiastic hunter, measure. He's still with the military. Marine guy. Chuck's funny.
And, he's great.
Let's see.
The one in Frostburg, Siegel.
John Sagel, he's the authorized to do bears. He's up in Frostburg. We have Augie Gray from Westminster. Augie works for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources in the Hunter Safety Education Division. And Augie is also the membership director for the Pope and Young Club, which is the archery organization. And Augie is Pope and Young official measure. But all these guys measure for bucks, bears, stags. They're all Maryland, and we only measure Maryland animals for bucks, bears, and stags. Now, these guys will measure anything. They'll measure your caribou, they'll measure your moose, and they'll measure your, you know, musk ox or your antelope or whatever. And, you know, that's what they do for Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett. But they're all part of the BBS team. Well, we actually compiled the records, the public records from the Maryland Annual Deer Report over 30 years. And our daughter Brian put all the hard copies of records from the Maryland Annual Deer Report as reported by the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, all the public records, translated those into a database. So we have those records going back. Safari Club had done some early measuring events and would not allow us to use their records. But we do have all the Pope and Young records, the 900 and some Pope and Young records, which are the archery deer taken in Maryland. We have the old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest. We have the 300 animals that bucks, bears, and stags, bucks, bears, stags measured. And we have the Boone and Crockett records on what?
We have the Trophy Deer Contest, what was reported to the state.
Yeah, we don't have, yeah.
There's been people that ask about that, and we need to clarify that.
Okay, here's the clarification. Maryland Trophy Deer Contest started reporting to the annual deer report in 1987-88, and they would hold a contest every 2 years, and they would submit the results of their contest to be entered into the annual deer report for Maryland Department of Natural Resources. When those reports were published, those records became public. We took the public records for the last 30 years and put them into a database. And that's what was reported by MTDC to DNR is what was used. Do we have every animal that was ever measured? Maybe not. Maybe not. But we have all the public records. There were actually about 1,900 of those records, 1,900 of those animals that are in our book. So the book is called Maryland's Finest, The Records and the Legacy. It's got 200 pictures and 3,000 records of animals that were measured. It's got stories of some of the top deer. It's got some funny stories, some interesting stories, and father and son stories. And that's why we call it The Records and the Legacy, because it goes back quite a while. This book is a piece of Maryland hunting history, and it's only available through bucksbearsstags.com. And our retailers and our measures. So all those guys I mentioned have copies. If you know those guys or you want to look them up, readily available on the website, bucks-bears-stags.com, and the record books available for purchase online through there. It's a pretty relatively easy process. If not, give our number a call, and Robin will take your call and answer the phone. Let's talk to Tony. Good morning, Tony. Let's talk to Dale. Dale, good morning, Dale. How are you? Hey, Dale.
Hey, yeah.
Morning, Dale.
Morning, Dale.
Hey, morning, Robin. Morning, Alan. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's interesting. The number was interesting. I mean, Alan, it is what it is.
2.5.
Yeah, 2.5. It's funny because I think you talk about 2011, it was low, and I think the next 2 out of 3 years we had super dominant year classes. So it just, you know, it's all revolves around the environmental factors. I mean, if those critters, when they hatch, those first 10 days, if they don't have the food right in front of them, Alan, they're not going to survive. All they are is two eyes and a wiggle. So if they don't have the food in front of them, it's it's one of those things. So, one thing the press release said today, our assistant secretary classified the herring in with them. That's incorrect. He needs to talk to his biologist. Herring are totally different spawners. They're anadromous and they're spawning in smaller streams. They're not the broadcast spawners like the striped bass and white perch are. So to classify them in with the striped bass and white perch, the herring in the shad, that's incorrect.
Well, if you look on the home page, it's the stripped bass survey. Did you notice that?
No, I stay far enough away from those machines.
If you look at it, it's the stripped bass young of the year survey.
Yeah.
And I've seen stripers in print from DNR classified as strippers. So, you know.
Yeah.
So
normally, Alan, what happens, and it's interesting, it sounds like this year was a classic example. When your estuarine species like striped bass and white perch and some of the others have poor spawning, your other species like spot croaker, sea trout, usually do very, very well.
Yep.
For some reason, the spawning conditions vary between for those species, and they often dictate how strong your year class is. So I'm not surprised that you had good numbers for spot and croaker. So,
yes, we did. That's exactly right. Yep.
So it's, but again, it's you could turn around next year, Alan, and have the dominant year class of all dominant year classes. It's just environmental factors are it. So it's it'd be nice if you could get Harry on there because he could go in a lot more detail than I can. But
we'll try to do that.
Yeah, but your prediction is probably correct. I would look for some restrictions because, again, you've got a downward cycle, which, again, not uncommon, and the ASMSC is going to react accordingly.
Oh, sure they are. No question.
Because they did this year. So, and we got off pretty light. The people who were negotiating for us did a good job, but my experience with ASMSC in the northern states, they don't like us.
No, we know that.
They don't like us, so they're gonna try to put the screws to us even more. So we'll see.
Let's see what happens.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Alan. All right,
yeah, man.
Take it easy, Dale.
See you, Dale.
Yep. See you.
Bye bye. Yes, Uncle Dale knows his stuff when it comes to the Chesapeake Bay. He was the Chesapeake Bay finfish manager for, I think, 30-some years.
He's so really good.
He's very good. He knows his stuff. I like Dale. I have coffee with him. And occasionally in the spring, we get to fish together. Let's talk to Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
I think we lost Tony.
I think we lost Tony as well.
All right. Is ha, ha, ha a caller?
No.
No. Ha, ha, ha was answer to my comment.
Oh. How about Dale? Is he on? Or is that the same Dale?
Now we're going to talk to Glenn.
Oh, we're going to talk. What? Okay, I see what you did there. Okay, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Well, like old saying, as long as you're looking down to the grass instead of up at the roots, you're all right, right?
That's good. Yeah, look down at the grass rather than up at the roots. You're in good shape. I hear you. Yeah. So did you get out this week?
Yeah, man, just a little, not too much. No dice.
No dice, huh? So they're still avoiding you, evading you. There's deer still evading you. Yeah. So.
No, well, for when I do go, I don't see anything. So. Over deer.
Yeah, and they cut the. Yeah, they have cut the corn where you are. I think you told us that last
time. Some of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on one farm, and then they cut the soybeans.
Yeah.
You ought to
get out there today, Glenn, because this cold front coming through here, that's gonna move some animals. There's no question.
Yeah.
They'll be up and about.
Yeah.
And all the rain yesterday wiped out all the scrapes, so those bucks will be out there freshening their scrapes and checking them today.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, of course, today is the last day of the early duck season.
Yeah, last day of the early duck season.
I'm going to try to get some friends for that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, plenty of duck season ahead. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck out there, okay?
Glenn, you have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk a little bit about muzzleloaders. And, of course, we don't know if they're open. Did you check to see?
I looked, and there was nothing on the Facebook page.
Nothing on the Facebook page that they were open?
I'll look again.
Okay. I think maybe Camo Preacher could help us out with that. But they do have the Thompson Center muzzleloaders ready for the season. There's five different models. There's the Encore, been a favorite for a long time. The newest one is called the Strike. The lowest priced model, I believe, is called the Impact. And then there's the Triumph, which is available in the Triumph, and it's also available in the Bone Collector, which is the Michael Waddell brand. People that like him. And then there's the Pro Hunter FX, which is also on the Encore frame. So you got to take a look at those Thompson Centers. If that's the brand you like, head down to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, scope mounting and bore sighting right there available at Clyde Sports Shop.
How are you this morning?
You will enjoy your trip there.
You see.
Let's talk about fireplaces. Hey, Chris, we can hear you in the headphones, buddy. There we go. So, let's see. I have so much paperwork in front of me, all the stuff. Robin, you want to do the backyard billy spot?
I would if I was ready. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, are you ready? I'm not either. Apparently.
Where's your thing?
I don't know. I got too many copies of everything. I got nine. There it is. I got nine pieces of paper here with creative concepts on it. But you know, I'm digging through there. So, all right, Hearth America. You know, the hearth on your fireplace, you know, the part in front. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. There's actually two businesses in one, Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. So to familiarize our listeners with it, we want to call it Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. So are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger. There's Big Green Egg. There's Kamado Joe. They're here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire, R-E-A-L-F-Y-R-E, to install in your existing fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? you know, hit the switch, turn the gas logs on. Looks like you have a roaring fire. It's beautiful. Gas wall fireplaces for accent on those, you know, those great rooms, those man caves, or, you know, even in your living room, they can install a gas wall fireplace and add that special look to any room. And then there's the gas fire tables for out on your deck or in your backyard, a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You see them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by into the showroom. Stop by into the showroom. That sounded good. Stop by, visit the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44 on Ken Island, Graysonville, and be ready for the cold weather now. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Visit the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Now, all I got to do is find that one. See, I've got all my scripts written down here, folks, and they're all stacked up here on the arm of the couch, and that's how that works. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling and the 1,500-foot square foot showroom. How about that? When you go to the showroom, you'll see examples of the work. You'll see Cape Buffalo. You'll see leopards climbing a tree. You'll see a muskox thundering through the tundra. You'll see all kinds of wild game, you know, recreated in taxidermy form. And, you know, it beautiful stuff. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America with 30 years' experience. He does that realistically, accurately, and artistically. Animals from all over the world at Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Creative Concepts Taxidermy supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Phone number is 410-799-1558, 799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And we'll be right back.
Well, another crisp night shaping up for us tonight. We had 30s in the panhandle last night, and we'll be down in the low 40s here tonight, a little below average with 30s again in the panhandle. 63 this afternoon with sunshine, northwest wind settling down, 43 downtown tonight. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 66, and the 70s try to return for Monday and Tuesday with nighttime low temps in the 50s early next week. I'm Scott Lauriemore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stereo football, man. cars we can get. We don't pay for the high-tech Remy, Mayberry, meets Star Trek.
Robin. 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 All right. Boy, we got a lot of callers on the line. Let's talk to Robin. You know George Jones is singing about you, right?
That's what you say every time he sings it.
Yeah, that's right. That's why Chris plays it. Hey, let's talk to Henry.
Henry?
Yeah, this is Henry. How you doing? How was the...
Henry, you need to turn that radio off.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, how was the funeral and everything, Clyde's funeral?
Well, I went to the viewing on Sunday, and the funeral was Monday, so I didn't follow up with that, but the folks that were in the room were all customers and friends and, you know, employees and things like that. So Mr. Bill was honored a lot. And, you know, Mr. Clyde was he's taken a little hard. So
Yeah. How about you want to be going to some things in Annapolis and things like that this coming months?
Well, no, I'm out of that. I mean, I could kind of keep my finger on the pulse of things when it comes to hunters and guns and things like that. But the hunters will be represented by Hunters of Maryland. Bill Miles, the lobbyist that was with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, has been hired by Hunters of Maryland now, another group, which is a privately funded group, not publicly funded like we tried to do with Maryland Hunting Coalition. And this is a group of individuals that are concerned about hunting and the rules and regulations and laws and things like that. So, the hunters will be represented at the General Assembly this year. So.
Okay. Thanks for saying nice so far. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mark. I'm sure Mark has a couple of jokes.
All right. I got a corny joke for you. Three nitwits were going hunting, and they're driving down the street, getting to where the woods were, and they were going bear hunting. So they get near where the woods are, and they see a sign that says bear left, so they went home.
I like that one. I really like that one.
So, Mark.
Yes.
Fellow was on death row. Uh-huh. His date with the electric chair is the next day. He calls his lawyer the night before and asks him for some advice. Lawyer said, don't sit down.
Hey, this minister was painting his church because he decided the paint of the color was really ugly. So he's painting, and he decides, because the paint's so expensive, he decides to use thinner and thin it out so that he can spread the paint out more. And he paints it, and as it dries, the old color starts bleeding through, and he's like, oh, man, this is really ugly. So he prays. He says, Heavenly Father, what am I supposed to do? This really looks ugly. And he hears a voice from heaven that says, repaint and thin not.
Repaint and thin not.
Repent and
sin not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, caramba.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
good morning,
then.
John.
Hey, hey, Mark. You know the mink ranch farmers in Utah and I think Michigan. I can't remember. Lost a lot of mink to the coronavirus. This is not a joke. This was in the news the other day. When I was a kid, when I was going to junior high school back in Blair County, Pennsylvania, one of my classmates, a friend of mine, family owned a mink ranch. Out in the country a little bit. And right down the road, another friend of mine lived, another classmate, and they looked out one day, and there was a white mink looking in their patio door. Apparently a couple of the mink had escaped. But I said all that to say this. A furrier crossed a mink and a gorilla. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Beautiful coat. Sleeves are too long. All right. We'll let you go. We'll let you go.
That was good.
All right, man. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right,
have
Mark.
A good one, Mark.
Take care. Let's talk to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, yep. Alan.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
What's up?
I called to get into the muzzleloader contest.
Well, you're in.
My old Hawk and Sidelock is getting a little bit worn out.
Yep. Well, they're still accurate, and guess what? You got a season for that coming up this year. Just for that.
I know.
Yeah, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
I got I wore out my my spring, my hammer spring.
Right.
And found out to get it replaced is a bunch of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
it's too weak to set off all the caps now. I'm setting off only one out of three caps.
Well, now, wait a minute. What brand is it?
It's a concept center.
Okay.
It's called the Greyhawk. It's got a...
oh, man, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, stainless steel barrel and plastic stock.
Have you talked to Brad Vosburgh?
No.
Okay. Call Brownstone Trading Company.
Okay.
Westminster. And see if Brad can help you out for a lot less money than sending it back to TC.
I'll do that.
Yep, that's what he does. He specializes in black powder. He's a full service gun, you know, FFL dealer, but that's his passion are the black powder guns.
That's
so
great.
So give him a call.
Okay, I'll do that.
Did you write that down?
I know where it is in Westminster.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as you know, that's good.
So, in the meantime, my bow hunt's been going well. I got four does down so far, and
wow,
hopefully get another one tonight.
There you go. That sounds good, buddy.
So,
well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Okay, man.
Thank you.
So long.
Bye bye. Let's talk to Curtis. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Alan, Robin.
Morning.
I enjoy your show, even though I'm not a hunter or a fisherman, but I do own a firearm. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I just wanted to relate a couple stories. That one thing that you guys were talking about not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
About doe harems, I think it was.
Yeah.
A couple shows ago. I never heard of that before, but I think I witnessed that. I was on my way down to Asheville, North Carolina, to that castle down there.
Yep.
And it was slightly snowing. It was around Christmas time. Stopped in a motel in Roanoke. And
right.
Looking out the back window, it was in the evening, just about getting dark. And I'm looking up on this ridge in back of this motel, and started to see a doe come out of the woods into this little clearing. And shortly after that, another one. It must have been a total of five or six came out. And we're watching them out there in the clearing, and then this big stag comes out. He comes poking out. He comes out very slowly and kind of timidly, and then wanders around a little bit, and then he goes back in first.
Right.
So I think that's what I was looking at, right?
Well, you know, probably. Yeah, probably had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, they tend to attract a fair amount of does with them. Last year, the first time I saw the buck that I was after, he was pushing six does across the field.
Uh-huh.
And then later, the next time I saw him, he had apparently picked one. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And another little story I wanted to tell you. I was on my way down to the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge just to do some sightseeing, and stopped in that place you talk about, that donut bakery shop.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. They do have very good their breakfast sandwiches and their coffee, much better than the drive-in places.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And anyway, when I was down towards the Blackwater. I didn't know this, but if you're interested in any Eastern Shore history, the Harriet Tubman has a museum down there.
That's correct.
New, almost.
Yep. Yep.
And it's
correct.
Really a nice museum.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yep. We did that. The Fisheries Service did a snakehead event there a while back that we attended. So.
The snakehead fish?
Yep.
Yeah. They had a snakehead event. They didn't do it this year, of course, because of COVID. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, I enjoy your guys' show.
Thank you so much. That's nice to hear.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Have a super day.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's see. Then we got Don. Good morning, Don. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How's everyone then?
Everybody's
doing good. How about you?
Doing good.
Yeah. Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm calling to enter a contest.
All right.
And to give a big shout-out to some of my buddies who are out fishing this morning, Captain Pugs and his crew. They're out looking for some stripers.
Yep.
And I was disappointed to hear the news about the survey. And, gosh, I hope they don't get cut back anymore on the recreational side. But as the man said, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's right. I mean, there's all kinds of environmental factors that go into play there, and it just, it just depends on, water temperature, salinity, rainfall, water, all that stuff. So it's just very dependent on their environment,
Well, in my world, we've had a decent year so far as the stripers, and I'm hoping to get out and do a little bit of crabbing before it all ends this year. Maybe a few more days in our secret spot.
There you go.
I know they're still getting some crabs out there, but one or two more days.
Yeah, I just got a picture of a bunch of crabs from our buddy Fred at Aircraft, A-I-R-E, Craft Heating and Cooling, over there in East Baltimore. And he said they're in 10 to 15 feet of water. Nice-looking bunch of crabs. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. I got to order some today.
Yeah, we got to order crabs today, probably the last time. So.
Yeah, they're moving now in deeper water. So.
Exactly. All right, buddy.
You all have a great weekend.
Thanks for the call.
Take it easy.
Okay. See you.
All right, man.
See
Take
you
care.
Soon.
Bye-bye. Hey, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, right off Route 1. And they're very convenient to Route 100, 95, 295 Interstate Corridor, and Route 1, of course. Creative Concepts Studio, 3,800 square feet. It's got a 19-foot ceiling and a 1,500-square-foot showroom. Just jack-filled with animals that from around the world that are just in beautiful poses and recreations that you'll enjoy looking at when you go there. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. And John George, a taxidermist with 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world, Africa, Asia, North America. Creative Concepts Taxidermy is Maryland's premier life-size studio. Five-star service provided for any animal on any from any continent, including the continent of Maryland. So, that's true. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Weekends with an appointment, visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Now, did you have or do you have a big hole in your wall that you call a fireplace, but you haven't done anything with it? You haven't fired it up for years, and all it's doing is sucking the heat out of your room? Yeah, well, we had one of those, too. And we called it a fireplace, but it really, really wasn't. So what we did was we contacted Hearth America at Backyard Billy's after some disappointing visits to some other Delmarva dealers, wasn't it, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
It was a quest. Really was. And guess what? We fixed that problem. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, E-N-V-I-R-O, EX35 gas fireplace insert. And you know what? They did the installation. They have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Robin, hit the button. Let's fire that thing up. Can you reach it? No, can't reach the button. Okay. The remote's sitting across the room there. Sorry about that.
I can't because my ear's
from
my
mic's on. Okay, Robin's hitting the button now. There's the fire right there, and we already feel the warmth. But we can control the fire. We can control the temperature. We can control the blower. We can control the light.
We just have light. If we just want light on to make it glow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's beautiful. So anyway, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, a gas, an electric, or wood stove, whatever you prefer, from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Kent Island, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And one more time, Clyde Sports Shop. If you're looking for a bolt-action rifle, you have a lot of selections at Clyde Sports Shop, from Browning, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon in three different models. The AB3 Stalker Long Range comes in .308, 6.5 Creedmoor, 7mm Remington Magnum, 300 Win Mag. There's a limited number of those still available. And then there's the X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting, perfection in all available Magnum, short Magnum, and standard calibers, the X-Bolt. All those available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Those are all Browning bolt-action rifles, full-line Browning dealer, as I said. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, scope mounting, and bore sighting, all at Clyde Sports Shop. Check it out, 410-242-6108. And I think that concludes our commercials.
Yes, it does, and we have Joe on the line.
Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. I just wanted to say I noticed that the phone lines got real busy as soon as that guy started telling the jokes. I think everybody wanted them to stop. But in your book with the deer, do you have any pictures of deer with crossed eyes?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, wouldn't that be a crazy idea?
That would be a crazy idea. Now, we do have pictures of deer with no eyes.
Yeah, no idea.
No idea. That's right. What do you call
Chris
deer?
Save
what,
me.
What do you call deer with no eyes and no legs?
Still no idea.
That's correct. What do you call a deer?
20/20 vision. What about if he's got 20/20 vision?
You tell me.
Good idea.
Good idea. Yeah. Well, what happens if you got a deer with no ears, no eyes, no legs, and happens to live in Rome?
Oh, this is the one with the
deaf in Italy. Still no idea.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Take it easy.
So anybody who had live listen interrupted at about 6:37, that a.m. or p.m., Chris?
That was p.m.
Oh, last night.
Yeah. I mean, when I came in, I was told that, you know, unexpectedly we had lost power. But since I've been here, we've had the website up now. And the reason I check on it a couple times an hour is because a particular Internet provider who shall remain nameless, but it starts with a C.
Comcast?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have a 10C to burp.
Every now and then.
Every now and then, it just goes down. And
well, what's the difference between WCBM app and Listen Live?
It's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tacklebox Tim said it was down this morning, so I don't know if it was or not. But he says so, so his world. Of course, we have our Wi-Fi go out here like twice a day, so.
Yeah, more than that lately. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, well, and even with Fios, occasionally it just burps because it just does. I mean, there have been times where I've fallen asleep with the TV on, I wake up, and it's resetting. I don't know why, but it just does it.
I understand. Yep. So, any callers left on the line, Chris? We're kind of out of time.
Yeah, no callers. Hey, real quick, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Don't know.
Ground beef.
Oh, my God. And I asked him to help me. Never mind.
What?
Oh, y'all are so bad.
Well, we're just trying to, you know, share the love. What can I say?
Tis the season for dad jokes.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yep.
Oh, your enthusiasm, Robin, just slays me.
Yeah. Joe chimed back in and said, a fella heard that most accidents happen within 5 miles of your home.
True.
So he moved.
I love y'all. I will admit, I did not want to get up this morning.
Man, that alarm went off, and I'm like, already? You got to be kidding me.
I know. We were out.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Now, rainy days just get to me, you know, especially all-day rain, and I got to be out in it.
Yeah.
So anyway, here we go.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
I love the Carpenters.
Oh, my goodness.